rise against me. Deliver me, O Lord my God, for you are the God of my salvation. Rescue me from my enemies. Protect me from those who rise against me.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Isaiah 53 says, he was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, Jesus mutely suffers wave after wave of sin perpetrated against him. A death plot, false testimony, the false charge of sacrilege or blasphemy, the unjust death sentence, bitter malice and mockery, denied by one of his own inner circle. The sin against our Lord Jesus is prolific and it is sweeping. Check it out. The church authorities, like an ecclesiastical too big for their britches, NSA or IRS, deliberately troll for any kind of evidence, no matter how scant or trivial, that would send Jesus to the gas chamber, a firing squad, a hangman's noose, the electric chair, lethal injection, or a crucifixion. Yeah, that's the ticket. Can't find any evidence? No worries. We'll manufacture some. Taking a page from SEIU, they hire people from off the street and say, here's a 50. All you have to do is twist things, stretch things a bit, and then we can finally get rid of this preacher and get back to fundamentally transforming Israel. And for the quick cash, the propaganda and falsehoods flow from their lips. Oh, yes, yes. We remember a sermon he preached. Yes, that's right. Don't you remember it too? It was outrageous. We couldn't believe our ears when he said it. Why in the world wasn't Jesus defrocked or fired on the spot? We'll never know. Because he audaciously declared that he would destroy Herod's temple, built with human hands, but then build another temple in 3 days without SEIU human hands. But the text says even on this point, their evidence did not agree. And that's typical, of course. That's the way it goes with liars. Just ask any police detective. But the sinning against Jesus goes unabated. Another wave of sin sweeps over him. Lamb of God, Jesus is falsely charged with blasphemy. That's when the high priest takes his turn. He has the perfect way to get rid of Jesus. Ask him the Messiah question. Look here, Jesus. You're under oath. You can't plead the fifth like Lois Lerner. So now I ask, and I want an answer. There's no messing around. Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And that's when Jesus finally speaks, and he tells the truth. He makes the good confession. He pulls no punches. The blunt and the simple answer is yes. Absolutely. I am the Christ. You will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of God's power and coming with the clouds of heaven. Our Lord's answer combines two of the most important messianic prophecies of the Old Testament, Psalm 110, verse 1, and Daniel 7, verses 13 to 14, where the title Son of Man or Messiah is prophesied in the light of heaven itself, and that he is the judge over all the kingdoms of this world, and that his reign is universal and eternal. Now, you know, no man, not even the famed preacher from Nazareth, could claim such deity for himself, could he? And so the high priest goes religiously ballistic. Our Lord's claim that he is the divine Messiah, the Son of Man, sends the high priest through the roof. That's it. That's the final straw. There's no need to pay off any more false witnesses. Good grief, we can send them home. Jesus has done himself in with his own words and his claim to be God. And so he tears his high priestly garments. And the whole assembly gathered there agrees that Jesus must be put to death ASAP. No objections, no appeals, no last second reprieves. He's a blasphemer, pure and simple, and he must be put to death. Well, it doesn't end there. The sinning multiplies even more. They hawk up loogies. They spew the slimy slob of spit and nose snot right in his face. They blindfold him and they smack him. Who hit you, Jesus? If you're the divine Christ, you should know who hit you. And the blows keep coming. Such mistreatment by those who judge him falsely is their way of justifying their verdict, after all, since Jesus is so defenseless and so helpless. Well, then he can't be the divine Messiah, the Son of the Blessed. And while all this is happening, the first of his disciples and apostles utterly fails him. Peter is given every opportunity to confess Jesus as the Christ, but he will not. In addition, he flat out refuses to tell the truth that he is a devout disciple of Jesus. Incredibly, he denies Jesus three times. I don't know what you mean, honey. You're mistaken. What's his name, Jesus? No, I don't know him. I've never seen him. I swear to God, and I'll be damned if you can prove that I've ever been with him or that I've known him. See, that's what he actually says when the text says that he took an oath and when he called down curses. I didn't say that just to be cute. That's what he said. Oath, curses. With friends like Peter, who needs enemies? All this iniquity, the enormity of it all, is the burden Lamb of God Jesus carries, and he takes it as his own. He doesn't shy away from it one bit, because he is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, including yours, no matter how bad your sin is. What is your sin, by the way? Well, I think it's pretty safe to say that your sin against Jesus is just as enormous and as shocking as all that you've heard tonight in the Lord's Passion. And you can probably add some to the story. And then, of course, there's that sin that you commit against Jesus that you're not even aware of. That's how deep and dark and original your sin is. So, brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you the Lamb of God, Jesus, must carry your sins. Are you listening? He must carry your sins as his own. Otherwise, you'll have to carry them. And then you'll die. And you'll be damned in them. Take Judas Iscariot, for example. He's so sorry for his sin against Jesus, and he goes to the pastors with whom he made the dark deal of betrayal.